This is Fresh Air. In jazz, musicians often want their instruments to sound as direct as voices, while many singers try to phrase like horns. Jazz singers, who can both improvise and interpret a lyric well, are rare. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the best of the few is Betty Carter.
Hello, B, that spells love, and love is what I got for you. K-I-S-S, that spells kiss, and I got loads of kisses too. I don't know what I have, but that means a lot. If it's love you want, then you can have all I got. All I got is just a lot of romance for a guy like you. Although I'm signing not the man, I'm trying to prove my love is true. It would please me if you squeeze me tightly in your arms tonight. Say you love me, say you need me. Give my heart a thrill, oh honey, please. Say you'll never stop. If it's love you want, then you can have all I got.
Betty Carter's old nickname is Betty Bebop, and like other bop vocalists, she'll scat sing an up-tempo line or end a solo on a flatted fifth. But Betty Carter remembers that bop pioneers didn't just run harmonic obstacle courses at insane speeds. They also went in for excruciating slow ballads. At a slug's pace, a player can't hide behind mere technique. That's what separates a giant like Betty Carter from vulgar bop harmony groups like Manhattan Transfer, who are long on flash but short on spontaneity. On Carter's new album, Look What I Got, on the Verve label, her backing bands give her the room she needs to move in any direction she likes, which she does. Listen to Betty Carter on her sly ballad, Just Like the Movies. The way that she shapes her notes, explores the harmony, and paces her performance show why she's an improviser of the highest order.
Circling the globe on a to know if he still feels the same as I do. I hope he hasn't changed a thing. Even if he has, I won't be surprised. That's what
That's Betty Carter with saxophonist Don Braden and pianist Stephen Scott, Ira Coleman on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Carter isn't content to be merely a great improviser. She also writes or digs up superior songs you've never heard of with melodies she can toy with. She never sings a lyric the same way twice. Carter may be the best actor in jazz, too, and her interpretive skills and musical grace complement each other in paradoxical ways. On That Sunday That Summer by George Weiss and Joe Sherman, the actor Carter is totally convincing as a woman swept up in love, but the improviser Carter leaves no doubt she's fully in charge.
If I had to choose one day to live my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. One whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Some of us coming in fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on and kiss him. Go on and kiss him. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, the moment that we started. Darling, it would be
are other great things about Betty Carter, like her ear for fresh talent. Her other rhythm section on her new album is Benny Green, Michael Bowie, and Wynard Harper. Carter always dominates the music, but she still thinks not like a singer with accompanist, but like a member of a band. The rhythmic interaction between her and her fellow musicians is so immediate and unmistakable, you know she's making it up fresh every time, which makes the rich complexity of her music even more astounding, which is why Betty Carter is one of the greatest jazz musicians on any instrument.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Betty Carter's new album, Look What I Got, on the Verve label.
Looking. It's been a long time coming, Mr. Gentleman. Money never hold on.
This is Fresh Air.